Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to Friday, the ninth day in the month. Nine in biblical numerology stands for completeness and finality. Jesus Christ died at the ninth hour, 3 p.m., marking the completeness of his earthly suffering for our redemption. There are nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. There are also nine gifts of the Holy Spirit as well. In the ninth month, a pregnant woman is expected to deliver. Please open your hand and heart. Let me connect to the power of nine in praying and prophesying to our life this day. Be responding with amen, I receive it. I prophesy completeness in all your undertakings. You shall not abandon any project midway anymore. Finally, it is your turn. Who is this? You have been waiting patiently for someone or for a thing for a while. I hereby announce it is now your turn. Receive your papers. Receive your result. Receive the key. Receive your letter of appointment and promotion. Receive your transfer letter. Receive your admission letter. Receive your visa. Receive your green card or citizenship. Receive your payment. Receive whatever you have been praying about or waiting for. Say amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. I don't know who this is that I'm speaking to, but as soon as you can, please call that person. Make your request or remind him or her of your request or demand. Your request shall be granted. He or she will pay the money. Call that man, call that woman, write to that office. Your request shall be granted without delay. Then who is this? I see spell cast on you. Or is it your husband or your wife or one of your children or one of your siblings or even on your business, your career or program? A spell is operating on someone. There is a negative spiritual force in operation. You know that what is happening to you or to him or her, or in your business, in your marriage, in your programs, in your project, is not normal. There's a spiritual undertone. If this word of knowledge is for you, please place your two hands right on your heart and let me pray. That spell is broken. Escape. Escape. That evil force or diabolical power are thereby destroyed by fire. Shout amen. I have escaped. Or she or he has escaped. So shall it be. Say amen. Put a good battle seed behind that prayer of deliverance today. Do as the Spirit of God may lay in your heart. Battle seed with prayers work wonders. May 9 celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will mark May 9 yearly in good health, in power and prosperity till you are 120 years in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? First issue for teachings today. Let's listen, learn, and apply. Blessed evening, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. This morning, you taught on forgiveness and love for people. Same message was preached on Sunday in our church. I obeyed, greeted the Sunday school teacher twice. We had issues months back. He refused to answer me. What should I do with leaders like this in the church? Even 75-year-old grandma, more anointing, sir. Wow. Do what Jesus Christ taught us to do in this case. See it in Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17. Read it. It will require more humility on your side. Jesus Christ said, we should do more than greetings. Request that you meet for the conversation. Bring up the issues. If she will not listen, he said, then take one or two mature church members, preferably fellow elders like her, to discuss the issue. If you are able to resolve, good. But if she insists or still adamant, he said, report the matter to the church. That means to the church council or leadership or the lead pastor. That looks like a tough one, isn't it? But that is what being a Christian is all about. Ask God for his grace. He will give you. You may end up being very close again. Next, how can I enjoy financial freedom and fulfill my God's purpose for my life? Wow, I have taught on how to grow riches and wealth God's way several times on this platform. I even wrote a book on it. Listeners, obtain that book. Read it over and over again till you understand the principles of financial freedom. Then apply them. You will be financially buoyant without doing anything ungodly. The book is titled Why People Are Poor and Practical Solutions. Call SMS or send a chat to our book officer. Her name is Buki on +234 805 6434 758. I think it's even online on Amazon. Obtain your own copy and obtain more copies for your children and your loved ones. Let's deliver ourselves and our people from the yoke of poverty. No one needs to be poor. It is ignorance of financial intelligence that make people poor, not God, not even the devil. Next, sir, I want to give a helping hand of 200,000 naira to the TPGF members who is in debt of 1 million naira. How do I send it, sir? Wow, what a benevolent heart. Send it to TPGF welfare account. Target support for TPGF members with 1 million naira challenge. Then send a chat message, your payment received or voucher to our number +234 809 789 4000. As soon as it is verified, it shall be sent to the member whose phone number is already with us. Some are same number, 0809 789 4000. Our TPGF welfare account is Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare in Zenith Bank, account number 101-723-8378. Any other member who wishes to support these our members to be free from this financial debt should do the same. It could be the lifeline to save that family. Next, a beautiful morning, Daddy. Please cancel my daughter. She will be 20 years old and she's in the university. She complained that nothing is giving her joy, that she's not looking forward to anything. She's just tired of existing. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. Move fast. Don't take it with levity. That's a suicide message to a mother. Something must have led her to this state of despondency, frustration, and depression. First, engage in spiritual warfare over her using relevant Bible verses, praying warfare prayers night and day, fasting as much as you can, back it up with prayer, battle seed. Then bring in a matured spiritual man or woman of God, gifted and anointed in ministry to young folks like her. A psychologist will also be of help, but there is a spiritual undertone in her matter. What books is she reading or has read? What film and video is she watching online? Who is her friend? There must have been an inroad by which this depressing force came into her life. Act fast. Don't keep quiet. Listeners with experience on issues like this, please send in your advice to our member. Send it to +234 809 789 4000. Tired of life at 20? Oh no, the devil is a liar. Next, my question, sir. When a person praying for a thing has given up on that thing, can the prayers of friends and family members resolve the issues when the person concerned has given up? Wow. Oh no. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12, if there be first a willing mind, the person concerned must be willing. If not, friends and family prayings will not do the job. We'll continue from here tomorrow. With all the challenges we are having with WhatsApp and our heavy messages sent online, our media officers have advised that we'll try and reduce our ministrations to 10 minutes. So I will try to reduce it to 10 minutes from now on. Please join our Telegram channel. Simply search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on Telegram. Tap join. That is it. Do it now if you have not done it already. Join us on our live broadcast tonight from 8 to 9 p.m. Nigerian time. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Take your communion as soon as you listen to Turning Point tomorrow. Remember our 6 lines of obligations to God as long as we live: praising God, praying to Him, paying our tithe, sowing our seed, winning souls for the kingdom, living a holy and a clean life before God. Ask God for grace to be able to do the six committedly and devotedly. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will do good, you will do well. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.